China adds 26 banks, including Standard Chartered, to its ECNY rail. China has signed 26 financial institutions, including Standard Chartered, onto its cross-border digital yuan payment network, according to a report from CoinDesk published June 17, 2026. The detail that stands out is not the headcount. It is that a large international bank with a deep Western footprint is now wired into a settlement rail run by China's central bank. The report is brief on specifics, and China's monetary authorities have not posted a full institution list or technical breakdown alongside it. Treat the 26 figure and the Standard Chartered name as the confirmed facts, and the rest is open. Even at that level, the move fits a pattern Beijing has been building for years. Payment infrastructure that clears in renminbi and does not have to pass through the dollar-denominated correspondent banking system, or SWIFT messaging. Standard Chartered is the name that changes the read. Plenty of Chinese state banks already touch the ECNY system, so adding more domestic players would be routine. A bank like Standard Chartered is different. It is headquartered in London, regulated across multiple Western jurisdictions, and built its business on trade finance corridors between Asia, Africa, and the Middle East. Those are precisely the corridors where a renminbi settlement option competes most directly with dollar clearing. An international bank joining means the network is meant to be used for real cross-border flows, not just demonstrations between Chinese entities. Whether the other 25 institutions skew domestic or include more foreign names will determine how far that reach actually extends, and that is the figure to watch in any follow-up disclosure. A rail designed to skip the dollar leg. Most cross-border payments today move through a chain of correspondent banks, with the dollar sitting in the middle as the common settlement asset. That structure is what gives Washington leverage over global flows and what makes sanctions enforceable at the banking layer. A digital yuan network that lets participating banks settle directly in ECNY removes the dollar leg for any corridor where both sides agree to use it. This is the same strategic logic behind China's Mbridge project, the multi-central bank platform positioned as an alternative to SWIFT. The cross-border ECNY network reported here is a separate track, focused on the digital yuan itself rather than a shared multi-CBDC bridge. But the destination is the same, fewer mandatory touchpoints with dollar infrastructure for trade between China and its partners. CBDCs and stablecoins are converging on the same job. For crypto readers, the relevant frame is that state digital currencies and privately issued stablecoins are increasingly chasing the same prize: fast, cheap, programmable cross-border settlement. A dollar stablecoin like USDC or USDT does for the dollar roughly what the ECNY network aims to do for the renminbi, moving value across borders without the multi-day correspondent banking relay. The difference is control. A central bank digital currency is issued and monitored by the state with full visibility into transactions and the ability to freeze or reverse them by policy. Stablecoins sit with private issuers, but still carry counterparty and freeze risk, as recent Tether asset freezes have shown. Neither is the bearer cash some early crypto users imagined, and both are now competing for the institutional plumbing that actually moves global trade. This matters even for everyday users who never touch an ECNY wallet. The rails that settle cross-border value are the same rails that, downstream, fund the stablecoin balances many crypto cards draw on when you spend. A world with more state-run settlement networks is a world where the choice between a permissioned CBDC and a permissionless stablecoin becomes a practical one, not a theoretical one. The adoption signal beats the technology. There is nothing technically new in a central bank running a cross-border payment network. The signal here is adoption. Each named institution that joins makes the network more useful to the next one, because settlement rails are only as valuable as the counterparties reachable on them. A Western-regulated bank deciding the ECNY corridor is worth supporting is a vote on where it expects cross-border demand to go. What remains unconfirmed is volume. 26 signed institutions is a participation count, not a throughput figure, and the report does not say how much value is actually clearing on the network or in which corridors. Until China or the participating banks disclose flow data, the right posture is to track who joins next, rather than to assume the dollar's role in trade settlement has meaningfully shifted on the back of one announcement.